Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to welcome Tyler McGill to 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Tyler, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
You're my neighbor, man. And it's amazing how many people are your best friend now. I mean, we're just best friends. I mean, it's Olympian Tyler McGill, ladies and gentlemen. How was that? How in the world? Tyler, you just made the Olympics. You're an Olympian, man. Whoa.
It's still kind of a little unbelievable to me, to be honest. I didn't sleep all but maybe 2 hours last night. You know, your brain just keeps going.
I watched you at Champaign Country Club when you were blowing the kids away by 50 meters. I said, he's pretty fast. Your coach, Will Barker, at the time said to your dad, he's something special. And then, you know, you go all the way through Champaign Central. You go to Auburn. You're a star. You get better. But the Olympics? Really?
It's one of those things that's been a dream of mine for a long time now. And just the accumulation of all those events, even way back when I was swimming at Champaign Country Club all the way through high school and college, it's just one of those things that you dream about for a long time.
Yeah.
And it feels really, really good to kind of, I guess they have that title, but just to go through all of those things and all those ups and downs and get to where I am now, it feels really special.
I don't know if you really realize the impact of this yet, because I'm sure it'll still sink in, but it's like, I guess, when you get your MD, you're a doctor forever. When you make the Olympics, you're an Olympian forever. I mean, they always talk about Tyler McGill now as an Olympian. And I don't know if that's going to sink in for a while yet. And you got the opening ceremonies, not to mention you just put up the second fastest time in the world to 100 butterfly. So you got a shot at the gold medal on this newcomer, this swimmer that beat you last, Michael Phelps. What's his name? Phelps. Oh, Phelps. That's it. What the heck is it? What kind of specimen is he? Get him out of the pool, Tyler. Get him out of the pool.
That's the first time I've heard someone explain it to me a little bit that way with the MD thing. And that kind of set me back a little bit. It's kind of exciting to hear that, you know, that's really how I'm going to be viewed for a long time.
There's no question. When you're 60 years old and you're holding a grandchild, they're going to say, my grandpa was in the Olympics. I mean, it's such a special deal, but it didn't come without work. You've been working at this for 15 to 20 years, and you're only 24. So, I mean, it doesn't just happen. It happens for all those early mornings you did those extras. It happens for all those meets you didn't feel good and still swam. I mean, it's an amazing process. And I think the realization of what's happened to you, I guess, will settle in as you go. But it's going to be a whirlwind for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be really crazy. We have a meeting tomorrow morning, and then I get to fly back to Auburn for a couple of days and unpack my clothes and wash a few things. And then we're doing a little training camp in Knoxville, Tennessee for almost 2 weeks. So, it's on to the next thing, on to the next thing. You know, the goal is to make the Olympics, with the larger goal of medaling at the Olympics.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a whirlwind of adventure, and you just kind of have to keep your head down and keep moving through it all.
Yeah, and you got, obviously, Michael Phelps, greatest swimmer in the world of our time. He's a legend there. But you've beaten him. Does that mean a lot in your mind to say, listen, Michael's a great guy, but I'm out there to try and beat him too?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason I step up on the blocks every time is to win. Plain and simple. Like, there's no other reason I compete other than to try to win. And he's obviously the world's best swimmer ever. So the challenge is unbelievable.
Yeah. Does that make you better, Tyler?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when you're chasing, the world's greatest, it only makes you go faster.
Well, I tell you what, you have a chance. There's no doubt about it. And that's pretty exciting to put yourself in a position in your life to not only make the Olympics, but to have a chance to medal at the Olympics. What is your wife, Julianne, what did she say to you? What was the first word she said to you?
I don't remember. You're so excited, and I finished the race, and all I could think of for about, however long was, where's my wife? I want to go kiss my wife.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find her. I didn't have my glasses on, and, it was exciting once we found each other. But I don't know if there was more words or more tears when we got out to each other.
Well, there's a half a page picture. Well, you're on the front page of the News Gazette, and then there's a half a page picture in the sports section of your mom, Sue, who's on the left-hand side of you, and you looking right in the eyes of your wife. And it's just like, there you are, and it's a fabulous picture you'll see at some point. And when you're when you're in the pool, Tyler, are you aware of what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, you're able to see, you know, enough that you have an idea of the position you're in. And I felt comfortable where I was the whole way, and just kind of let my body go through what it's been trying to do.
But you know that you're ahead of Michael Phelps, or he's coming up. Do you have that sense, or do you know where he is?
You can't really, in butterfly, you can't really see, like, directly to the side. So if someone's right next to you, you don't really know if they're slightly ahead or slightly behind you.
Yeah. And what do you hear? Do you hear anything? You hear the crowd? Do you hear anything?
The first couple strokes off the turn on the second lap, you can hear the crowd getting excited. You can hear kind of the roar and the excitement and the tension build. But, you know, the last 25 meters or so, you're so focused on the goal that you kind of, you know, block everything out. So, you know, you get that excitement going in that little surge towards the finish and do the things that you know how to do.
Well, it is, I just can't imagine what this must be like. And then, I mean, what's that going to be like when you're walking around in the opening ceremonies with your team? Holy mackerel. That's just so cool.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's
all I can say. I can't wait.
That's so cool. All right. By the way, we just got back from London, and I was in line with the Brazil swim team. I should have done some trash talking. I didn't, but I should have, you know, because I don't know how good Brazil is at swimming, but everybody's tall in swimming. It's just crazy. Everybody's tall.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Well, anyway, we're proud of you, Tyler. We're very excited, and congratulations on doing what you have done and what it means to the United States of America, what it means to your life, what it means to your family. It is truly one moment in time, and you did it because you worked. You've got God-given talent, but you worked, and you put it to use, and you're going to the Olympics, my friend. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Tyler. Tyler McGill, Olympian from Champaign.
A day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown.